For the Gemara Pshita, Havada, why not? Rishus HaYochid Oyla Ad Rakiya. That since it's in your backyard, it's in the Rishus HaYochid, so Rishus HaYochid is Oyla Ad Rakiya. That's the klal. When you have Rishus HaYochid, no matter how high up you climb, you'll have a pole 100 feet up, still it's called the Rishus HaYochid. That's the klal. Rishus HaYochid goes from the ground up until the Shemayim. The same svar, Rishus HaYochid goes way down deep. In other words, if you have a bore, a big ditch in your backyard, it's still called the same Rishus HaYochid. No matter how far down deep you'll dig in your backyard, it's still called Rishus HaYochid. So Pshitam, if you tell me you have the Erev inside the bore, and on top of the bore is Rishus HaYochid, so Pshitam, it's all in one Rishus. How about the Erev is Chal? What's the Chiddush? And they're both in the same Rishus HaYochid. So the more of Yel, I'll tell you the Koi Rishus HaRabim. I tell you, we're talking about you have this bore, this big ditch, in the middle of Rishus HaRabim. And you put your Ruvei Tchumim, you put the two pieces of Olechem, of Pas, inside the bore. Fred Gemara now, the Niskavin Lishboi Teichem. Where did you have that to be Koine your Shvisam, the Ben Hashmoshes? Where did you want to live to say that's called your Mokim, we are living outside in the fields? Ilamalam, if you want to live on top of the bore, which is the Rishus HaRabim, or if the error should not be chalden, who b'mokam echod, v'yeruvi b'mokam achar. You're in two different places. You wanted a rest, you wanted to have your mokam shvisa on top of the bore, which is the Rishus HaRabim. So it's considered you wanted a rest at the beginning of your Shabbos in the Rishus HaRabim. Now where is your two lechems? Where is the Erev? It's in the bore. The bore is the Rishus HaYochid. You can't carry the lechem out of the bore to put it on top. It's Nisi Deraisa. So the Erev should not be chal. Bein HaShemoshes b'zman the Erev should be chal. You can't get the lechem to the place where you want to be kind of Shvisa. So the Erev is not chal. So why does the Mishnah say, no matter how deep down the bore is, still the Erev is good? So the Mori Elamai Ilamata Elamai, the person had das to be kind his Shvisa down inside the bore. That's what we wanted to be kind his Shvisa, like at the beginning of Shabbos. That's considered his mokim where he's living. Savada the Arab is good. Who v'yerubi b'mokim echod? If he wants to be kind of shvisa down in the bor, and he has his Arab there, so pshit is kosher. Why not? That's every case of an erubi tchumin, where you want to live outside under the tree, and you put your lechem over there. So here you want to live in the bor, and you have your two lechems there, so pshit is yoytza. What's the chiddush in the Mishnah? So the Gemara, let's read the chiddush of our Mishnah is like this. The koi the carmelis. That the bor, this big ditch, is in the middle of a carmelis. It's not in the Rishus HaRabim. It's time in a big open field. That's a carmelis. V'niskaven lishpois lamala. And then achnami, this person had doubt to be kind of shvisam on the top of the bor. So on the top of the bor is a carmelis. So really, that's where he wanted to be kind of shvisam. And where is the Erev? The Erev is down deep in the bor. So the Mishnah says, no matter how deep down the bor is, still the Erev is chal. Why the kasher is why lechura the bor is the Rishus HaYochid. Once the bor is rochiv more than dalad by dalad tfochim and deep down yud tfochim, it's called the Rishus HaYochid. And the Mishnah says no matter how deep the bor is, lechura it's a good Rishus HaYochid the bor. So why is the Erev chal? You're not allowed to carry up the lechem from the bor to the top of the bor, which is the karmelis. The Teretz says our Mishnah goes for Rebihi the Yomar kol dove shum mishum shvus. Anything that's only osim midirabbanon on Shabbos is the klal leigozru olav ben hashmoshes. At the beginning of Shabbos, since it's only a suffix then, if it's Shabbos or not, that's where Rashi is mazbra, and the Shavuos is only osim in the Rabbonin, so a suffix, the Rabbonin can go lekula. Or a koponim with dvar mitzvah, or the tzera godu, you could be nekul to do a Shavuos ben hashmoshes. So when is the Erev Chal? When are you kind of Yeshvisa of an Erev B'tchumim ben hashmoshes? At the beginning of Shabbos. So at that second, when the Erev should be chal, you are allowed to go down to the bor and bring up the lechem and put it on top. So it's considered as if the Erev is the mokim where you want to be kind of shvisam, therefore the Erev is chal. So that's the chiddush of our Mishnah, that even though you want to be kind of shvisam on top in the carmelis, and the bor is way deep, a Rishus HaYochid, still according to Rebbe, the Erev is chal. Because Ben HaShemoshes, you're allowed to carry the Erev out of the bor, Rishus HaYochid, into the carmelis, that's why it's chal. Sati Mishnah. Nosnu b'roish hakona. You put again your Ruvei Tchumim, where you walk kamata payamata out of the city, and you want to be kind of shvisa over there, in a place. And that place, granted, there was a kona, a reed, sticking up, and you put your two lechems, you put the challah for the Erev on top of the reeds. Nosnu b'roish hakona, or b'roish hakundis, on top of a pole. Stam, you had a pole sticking in the ground there. On top of the pole, you put Yeriv. It's like this. This man should tolish the notes. If this corner, this reed, and this pole is not growing, it's already tolish, it was already cut off the ground, and now you're Stam stuck it into the ground. Now, Stam, a pole, like you're stuck into the ground. Then the locker is, afilu gavoya kuf amma. Even if the pole is 100 amas high, still I raise the Erev. Still the Erev is a good Erev. As even though you wanted to be kind of shvisa on the bottom of the pole, that mokum, like we had before, we'll see again, that where you want to be kind of shvisa, daladamas all around you is considered like your mokum where you want to be kind of. It's considered like a Rishus Yachid. And Rishus Yachid is oila adarakiya. So anything within your daladamas going up to Shemayim is also considered in your mokum you want to be kind of shvisa. So here, you wanted to be kind of shvisa on the ground. So what? Even though the Erev is 100 amas high, so what? It's still called in the same makam. Because Da'od Amas, around where you want to be kind of, going up to Shemayim, is still considered one Rishus. So we'll see in the Gemara what the Chiddush in the Mishnah. Who does know Chiddush in the Mishnah? We'll see in the Gemara. So Drashi, Kundis, Pulbalaz, V'yena Mechubar, it's a pole. Yeah, it's not, and it's not Mechubar. The Gemara Parach, V'amrit Reisha Rebihi, V'yom Malagozov, V'mechubar Ben Hashmashas. According to Kashri, since the Reisha, the Mishnah, goes according to Rebbe, that Vein HaShemoshes, you're allowed to do an Yisra Rabbanon, so even if this pole would be growing, so what would be the Yisra, if the Erev is on top of the pole, like on top of a tree, you're not allowed to be Mishtamash B'ilun on Shabbos. So you wouldn't be allowed to take the Erev off the tree. But that's only in the middle of Shabbos. But Vein HaShemoshes, about this only Yisra with the Rabbanon weren't Goizel of the Dvar Mitzvah. So that's the Gemara's Kashri. What is that on the Mishnah Dafka, where this pole was already cut off? And now you're stuck into the ground. What's wrong? Even if it will be growing, it should also be mutter. Because it's only us and the Rabbanon, and the Rabbanon's are mutter ben Hashemoshes. By the Zadrashi, Afilu Gvoye Meyama, Hoyo Vieina Rochav Dalet. Since it's not Rochav Dalet, Lamatum. Ilav Rishus Ayochid, heavy. It's not a real Rishus Ayochid. Vyavagav Lamala Dalet, the whole Erev Agabi Mokam Dalbinim. He's talking about a pole like Rashi wants. Could be talking about you're in the Rishus HaRabim now. The bottom where you wanted to be kind of Shavis is the Rishus HaRabim. And you have a pole sticking up, and on top of the pole there is a platform there, a piece of board that is Dalet by Dalet Fakam atop. Like we had the Gemara before. You could only put an Erev on a Choshev HaMokam that is at least Dalet by Dalet. So here you have the pole sticking up 100 Amis. On top of the pole you have a little platform there, and now you put the Erev on top. Rashi's about warning on top of the platform now is not called Rishus HaYochid Gomer, because since on the bottom it's not Rochav Dalet by Dalet, so it's like Mechitzas Tluyas. Since underneath here the Gediyim could walk by, we don't say good Asig, the Mechitzas come down, so on top it's not called Rishus HaYochid. So there, since it's not a Rishus HaYochid, there's no Issim Midiraisa of taking off the Lechem from this top and bringing it down. It's Mutter to do it. So therefore the Erev is Chal. It's called the good Erev, and it's called your Bimkaimite, like we said. Since your Dal Damas goes up to Shemayim, it's called like one Mokum. Aye, how could you bring the bread down? It's Mutter, because on top is not called Rishus HaYochid. So mainly, even though the bottom is Rishus HaRabim, you're allowed to take the Lechem off the top and bring it down. Yeah. So nothing more. Romile Ravada Bamastan Larov. He has the Kasha to Rav. Tolush Vinoyit in. The Mishnah Dafka says these poles were first cut off, they're not growing, they're not mechuber, and now you stuck the pole in the ground. Mashma, that's good. Of a light Tolush Vinoyit, if this pole would not be cut off. Light, it'd be usher. If it would still be growing, if you have a growing pole, a growing reeds, then if you put the Erev on top of them, it would be no good, the Erev. If the Kashimani, Who does our Mishnah go like then? The Chura goes according to Rabbanon. He it has to go according to Rabbanon. The Amri called Dov Shumi Shum Shvus goes through all of Vein Hashemoshes. The Rabbanon Shita is whatever is awesome with the Rabbanon on Shabbos to do, you're not allowed to do it Vein Hashemoshes either. There's no Hetel Dvar Mitzvah Tzarech. It's also Vein Hashemoshes. So Mela, if the Erev now would be on top of a tree, since with the Rabbanon you're not allowed to take the Lechem off the tree, you're not allowed to be Mishtamish with a tree on Shabbos. Because it's a gezerah, maybe you climb up and pull off a branch, so you can't use the tree at all. So the Erev will not be chal. That's the deek of the Mishnah. It's only good because this pole is not growing. It was cut off already. But if the pole would be a growing pole, the Erev would not be good. Why? Because according to the Rabbanan Shita, since it's an Issa the Rabbanan to take it off the pole, so you can't use the Lechem. So even Ben Hashemoshes, when the Erev should be chal, it's not usable, this bread, the Erev is not chal. That's what our Mishnah says for the Markasha. I've armed Reisha. You said the Reisha goes according to Rebbe. That the Reisha, the Mishnah before, goes according to Rebbe. We had all the truths in before. For the more Akashach or Reisha Rebbe, the Sefer Rabbonin, the Mishnah before we said goes according to Rebbe, that even though it's an Issim of the Rabbonin to take the Lechem off a Karmelis, or before on top of an Idlon we had, even though the Erev the Mishnah before said was on top of the tree, still the Erev is good. Ah, you're not allowed to take the Erev off. The Teretz is, according to Rebbe, Bein HaShemosh, it's a smutter. So what's the Modna? The Mishnah before goes according to Rebbe, and now Mishnah goes according to Rabbonin. Or Malay. They already asked the same question already to Rav Chisda. The Shonlein, the only teretz he had was Enachanami to say, Reisha Rebbe, the first Mishnah that says that you have the Erev on top of the tree, it's good, goes according to Rebbe. That even though it's awesome with the Rabbonin, but Bein HaShemosh is a Shmuz's Mutter. The Sefer Rabbonin, and now Mishnah here that's Mashmona because the pole was cut off its Mutter. Mashma, if the pole would still be growing, it also goes according to the Rabbonin. That even a Shmuz is Nogeya Bein HaShemosh's, and therefore the Erev can't be Chal, because you're now going to take the bread off the pole on Shabbos, so you can't use the Erev, it's not Chal. Ravina Rahman, no, I tell you Kula Rebbe. I tell you both Mishnahs can go according to Rebbe. That even though Rebbe holds a regular Shavuos, the Rabbanim were not Goyze Ben Hashemoshes, you're allowed to take the Erev off the tree on the beginning of Shabbos, about the Sony Osim of the Rabbanim. The Rabbanim weren't Goyze Ben Hashemoshes. I tell you Seifam, I was like, why does our Mishnah Mashma that if this reed would still be attached to the ground, it'd be also to take the Erev off the reed as a new Svarim? Here it's a bigger Gezerah. Gezerah Shema Yiktim. Hey, since the reed is very soft, there's a gzeira, if you're going to take the lechem, the bread, off the reeds, we're afraid you're going to cut off the part of the reed also. Yikta means you're cut off. Now, since it's a very soft thing, a reed, we're choshed, you'll be over nisa deraisa, b'shash, you take the bread off the reed. We're afraid you're going to cut off the reed right then. And cutting off the reed will be nisa ktsira, because it's growing right now, will be nisa deraisa. So therefore, on this gzeira, Rebbe was machmer. And even though Rebbe says, Sam Shvusim Amuta Ben Hashemoshes, that's what's not like Korv Levadai, you can do an Issa Deraisa. But here, this Gezer is, we're afraid Mamash will come to do an Issa Deraisa. Therefore, it's also to take the Lechem off the reeds, if the reeds would be attached to the ground, because it's very, very Shchiach, when you take it off the reed, you're going to cut off a piece of the reed. So, Drashi, Gezer Hashem Yiktoim, Lefi Shakona Rachu, a reed is very soft. Ezekiel Amigza Hashem Yiktoim, when you take the lechem off the reed, you'll cut off the reed. Avol ilo mashenkin a tree, the Mishnah before, kashahu, a tree is hard stuff. What's the whole gzera why you can't use a tree? Not so posh it's time you'll come to pull off a branch. It's only gzera that while you're climbing up the tree, you may pull off a branch. So that's not such a shchir de gazach. Therefore, Bein HaShemosh will not go to that gzera. Avol ktimas konam, but the cut off the reed, vadahi, that's kamara vadois, that your vade do it, is adi de rechicha, since it's so soft, miktimum, v'lav shvusu elam locha de mechayim mishum kaitzer. Like it's kamat vade, you're going to be over nisu de reisam, mishum kaitzer, you're going to cut off the reed. So even Rebbe is moidim, that if the lechem would be on top of soft reeds, where it's so easy to cut off the reed, we're afraid you'll cut off the reed when you take the lechem off, therefore there'll be also even Bein HaShemoshes to take the lechem off the reeds. That's why our Mishnah says the Chiddush, Dafka where the Konam and Bereish HaKundis was Tolush already, was cut off before Shabbos. So now, even if you cut off part of the reeds, there's no Issa D'Raisa. So Shalom, does this D'Rabbonim? Could it be there's no Issa D'Rabbonim? Neither could be. But I call upon him D'Raisa, for sure there's no Issa. So therefore, it's Muta Ben HaShemoshes. Yeah. So the Gemara, Amaisa. Ho Pumusa Diyosel Nadoi. Among the army men came into Nadoi. So Rashi, Pumasa means Chel HaMelech. The Melech had his army. They came into the city to Nadoi. So Nadoi was very crowded. Mestam, they stayed in all the places to live there, the army men. So Omalu Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman had a shayla. Where is he going to give a shiur tomorrow? So all the big, the shul Mestam was used by the army men. So he couldn't find a big place to give a shiur to his Tamidim. So Omalu Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman told his Tamidim, like on Friday, Puku, go out today. Avidu Kvushi Kavshi Biyagma. Go out to the fields where the reeds are growing and like lie the reeds down. Tomorrow on Shabbos we'll be able to sit out in the fields and we'll sit down on these reeds and I'll give a shiur there. That's what I'll give a shiur. So Nachman told his Tamidim on Friday, go out to the fields today and just like lie down the reeds. As they're growing straight up, he told them lie them down. So Drashi, Chel HaMelech Hoyim Mokim Doch, Melo Hoyim Mokim Doch L'Tamidim, but Nayan Sheachayel. There was no place for the Tamidim either to live or to sit or to learn because of the army men. So Meli told them, go out to the fields, and Kavushe Kavshe B'Yagma, Sue the Kofu HaKanim Ze'al Ze'al, like bend over the reeds, one on top of another. Harbe, a lot of them, Kimin Kisoyas, make it like a chair. Leshev Aleim, that tomorrow on Shabbos, we'll be able to sit down on them. That's what Rav Nachman told the Tamidim. So the kid sees, Meko, that on Shabbos, they're allowed to come and sit down on the reeds. Fred Gemara Kasha, Esvei Rami Bar Chomel Rav Nachman. So Rami Bar Chomel, yes, the Kasha to Rav Nachman. For Yamrilo, some say, Rav Ukva Bar Abba le Rav Nachman. Rav Ukva Bar Abba was the one that asked the Kasha to Rav Nachman. That how could you, Rav Nachman, say, you're allowed to sit on reeds, even though they're soft reeds? Our Mishnah says, Tolush V'noyitz In. Our Mishnah's mashma, when can you put an Erev on top of reeds? Only if the reeds were cut off before Shabbos, and now you stuck them into the ground again. But if the reed was not cut off before Shabbos, on Shabbos it's awesome to touch reeds. Even to take the lechem off the reed would be awesome. Savada, how are you, Matar of Nachum, to go sit down on the reeds? Havada should be the gzeira shem yiktim. Maybe when the Tamidim will sit down on the reeds, they'll come to pull off. Since it's so soft, so easy, so pull it off, to be over near the right sun. So it should be also to sit down on reeds. Sakam Yerav Nachman said, no, it's mutter. You said you're allowed before Shabbos. Like, just be making it. Lie them down, and on Shabbos, you'll sit down on them. The Drashi, Yeloi Tosh, but no, it's loy. Almo Kanim, Kilonheim. You see, Kanim, reeds, have a din like a tree. The Yosel Mishtamash Aleim. And Pshit is also to Mishtamash. So these reeds also, why do I care you, like told us to meet them, like throws them down, bend them over, but they're still like a tree? It's also to Mishtamish. Now I'll sit down on a tree on Shabbos. So how was he matter than here to sit down on the reeds? The terrace was, Omalei, Hosom bi Uzardin. Rav Nachman said, I'm talking about hard reeds. Uzardin means hard ones. So Rashi, or Fakert, Rashi, Uzardin Rashi, Shehuk Shukvar, they're a little hard already. These reeds got a little stiff. Then Harayan Kilon. Okay, that's the Pshat now Mishnah. That's when it's also to use those reeds. When they're a little bit hard already, then it looks like a tree. And Taka, then there's a Gzerah Shem Yiktoim, maybe you cut it off, but it has some shakas to a tree. Mashenke Zechi Sharinon. When did Rav Nachman tell the Tamidim his ladder fold over the reeds and sit on them? The Shena Muzardim. They're not hard at all yet. The Oid Hakanim Rachim. When they're still very soft. Tehevi Ki Yerik. Then they're just like a vegetable. Over Yerik lo yaskir hachom shvus. On a vegetable, the chom never made any shvusim. It has no shaykhs to a tree at all. So in other words, the kanim, these reeds, it depends. When they grow and are a little stiff, it looks a little bit like a tree. Then it's v'chal the gzera. You can't be mishtamish with these reeds because of the gzera of a tree. Maybe you come to cut off from it. Mashenka, when the reed is still very soft, still growing, it's like come out like it's still green. It's like yerik, a vegetable. A vegetable, there's no issa to be mishtamish with a vegetable. You're not allowed to bite, you're not allowed to pick off the vegetable. But there's no issa of sitting on top of a vegetable. So here also, these reeds, by Rav Nachman's case, were so soft, it's like vegetables, there's no issa sitting down on a vegetable. What? It's not diamond to a tree. The Ikigzeri was a tree, we're afraid maybe you climb up the tree. And when you start to climb it up, you lose balance or so, you pull off a branch. To help you climb up, you pull off a branch. But a vegetable is no gzeri, you can climb it up. There's nothing to climb up. Selamai, to sit on it, you're allowed to. You're allowed to be mishtamish. Maybe it's muksa, you can't be matautlit. But the other question is, you don't want to move it. You just want to be mishtamish, sit on it. Or else, let's say you have bread on top of the vegetables. Are you allowed to take off the bread? Yes. You're allowed to be mishtamish with the vegetables. But a tree, that's the gzeri. You can't use a tree at all on Shabbos. Because the gzeri, maybe when you climb up, you pull off the reed, you pull off a branch. So if it's a little bit hard, the reed, it looks a little bit like a tree, then it's bechlal the gzeri of a tree. But if the konim are very soft, then bechlal has no shaykhs to a tree, there's no gzeri. So the Gemara, Reb Nachman say now, where's my right to say there's a chilek whether the reeds are a little bit hard, then it's cold like a tree, or it's very, very soft, then it's like a yerek, like a vegetable? The Tanya, Hakanim, if you have these reeds, for who are taught in, these are different type of thorns. For Yahigin, min ilenheim. You should know they have a shame tree. For Einam klayim bekerim. They have, even though you have a vine garden, you're allowed to plant these trees inside it. There's no issa klaya kerim. If klaya kerim is only if you have your vines growing, you're not allowed to plant vegetables inside. You can't plant your rockers there. But to plant a tree among the vines, that's mutter. So these things are kanim, they're the reeds. And these thorn bushes, they're called trees, and you're allowed to plant them in the kerem. There's no isaklai kerem. V'tani yidich, another bright, it says, no, hakanim, if you have reeds, v'yakidon, v'yobnin, min yerikane, these things are type of vegetables, v'hen klai in the kerem. Male, there is an issa to plant these things in the vineyard, because it's klai in the kerem. So exactly what kidim and urban is, I'm not sure. Rashi says, a boisim shashimai kidim, type of a boisim, that's type of a spice, that's called kidim. So these things are called like vegetables, and these things are also plant in the kerem. So churakash shadod, the churutzestir, the two brises. First the brises says, that the sefer says, that kanim, reeds, is called a tree. You're allowed to plant it in the kerem. And then it says, hakanim is no, it's called kiyerek. You're not allowed to plant it in the kerem, in the vineyards. Churutzestir, what is a kan? Is a kan a tree or a yerek? Elad is a Rav Nachman's raya, elad shemamino, kan biyozardin. The first is that it's talking about where it's a little bit hard. Where it's a little bit hard, the reeds, then it's like a tree. And a tree, there's no issa planting it in a kerem. Kan b'shenu zardin. The second bryce is talking about where it's very soft. Where the reeds are still very soft, then they look like vegetables. And male has a shame, yerek on it. And it's also to plant it in the kerem. Right, Yeshma Mina, says Rav Nachman's raya, that kanam have two dinim. Amol, they're hard, they're like a tree. Amol, they're very soft, they're like a yerek. So the Mar of a Kida, in Yeriko, you're telling me this Kida, that's a type of a spice, is called the Yerik, V'yotnan, we learned the Mishnah in Klaim, Ein Markivin Pogum Agabi Kida Levona. You're not allowed to be Markiv, take this tree, this Pogum, and put it into the Kida Levona. Mifneishu Yerik Bilum, because the Pogum, that's called the Yerik. And vice versa, the Kida Levona is called the tree. And you're not allowed to be Markiv, you can't plant a vegetable into a tree. So I call upon him, you see the what? You see the kedah is called a tree. And before we're saying a kedah is only called the yerek. There is an issa to plant a kedah in the middle of a kerem. Because you're planting a yerek in a kerem. And here we're saying faker, that the kedah is called the tree. And there's an issa akavam. You can't plant a vegetable inside the tree. The teretz is, empty gemara, mirah popo, kedah l'chud, the kedah l'von l'chud. The two different names. The first verse that says kedah is called a min, a yerek. That's the shame kida by itself. That's called the yerek. Here, the second verse it says you can't plant a pogum agavi kida levana. Kida levana is a new shame. It's not kida by itself. It's called kida levana. And this type of a growth vice is called a tree. And since it's a tree, there's an issah kavam. You can't like pull off a branch of the tree and plant inside that branch was cut off. Plant vegetables. There'll be an issah kavam. You can't be marked in the tree. So therefore, there's no stira kida lechud and kida levana lechud. Was the gay tosto that what that on top of reeds, soft reeds, if they would be still growing, you would not want to put the erev on top of it. Because that would be an issur, the rabbonin will be also to take it off, even ben ashmoshes. That Rebbe would be masking too. Because there it's a very stark gzerev, it's kamat vadai, you come to do an issur deraisa. So the Mishnah. Nos no b'migdal. You put the erev inside a migdal, inside the tower. The yavar amavteich, and you lost the key. If you wanted to be kind of shvisa, maybe even inside the migdol, maybe right outside the migdol, it wasn't the shayla. And the migdol is right near where you wanted to be kind of shvisa. You want to be kind of shvisa right outside the migdol. And you put your lechem inside the migdol. So really there'd be no shayla. You could just take the lechem right outside and eat it. But the shayla was, you locked the door to the migdol, and you lost the key. So lamaisa, ben ashmoshes now, you cannot go inside and eat the erev. Still zok the mishnah raise the erev. Still the erev is chal. See why? Why? That the migdol is in Rishus Yochid. So you have it by Mafteach, you have it by Shum Isram. To Uve Rubi Rishus Yochid. As you're talking about where you're in Rishus Yochid, and the migdol is also in Rishus Yochid. So wherever you would find the key on Shabbos, you would be allowed to take the key and open up the migdol. Because the migdol is in the Rishus Yochid. So you're allowed to carry in Rishus Yochid. So it's only Yishal, you'd lost your key. But if you have the key, Pshit, you'd be allowed to carry the key to the door and open it up. So therefore, Ruva Yerev. Reb Lezer Oymer, Im Eini Yodei Esha Mavtech, Im Koymai Eini Yerev. No, Reb Lezer's no. If you do not know exactly where the key is, Ben Hashmoshes, so means you can't get to the Erev, so the Erev is not Chal. Even though it's only Yichson, you don't have the key, but so what? For Mice, you can't get to the Erev is not Chal. The side of a Ruvit Chumim is that Ben Hashmoshes, we look, since your Lechem is there, the Makam HaMosen, where you're going to eat, we look as if you're living there. But here, Lamaise, you can't get to the food, you don't have the key, we can't look as if you're living in that place. So the Gemara of Yamai, Lechurat Akasha, the first man of the Yom, the Tanakama. Why is there Ruvi Yerif at the Gemara of Yamai? Who be Mokim Echod, the Ruvi be Mokim Acher. Since the mice, you can't get into the Migdol, the door is locked, so why is the Yerif good? So Drash of Yamai, need the Tavai Bishasi Yochid, Ninu, Kivund Le Motsi Shokule, Hevel Le Kishnei Mekoimis. Since the mice, you can't get the Yerif, it's locked up in the door, so it's called at two different places. So why is the Yerif good? And for the Gemara, Ravu Shmuel Yarmat Tavayu, Hocho Bemigdel Shalavonim Askinim. We're talking about this tower is made out of bricks. And we'll soon see what type of bricks. Not bricks that were cemented together, just a portion of pile of bricks. Reb Meihi, we go across Reb Meihi Shita, the Yoma Poiches HaKatchila, that on Shabbos you're allowed to go and break down these pile of bricks. There's no insistiri here, because it wasn't really a good building, it wasn't really cemented down, it was just a pile of bricks. It's Mutim Metchila to knock down the building. It's not. We learned the Gemara in Beitza. Bayis Shemalu Paris. You have a house that was filled up with Paris. You stored Paris there. Sosum, it was closed up. Venivchas. So before Yomtiv, this house was closed up. And Mamash all over. That you couldn't get inside Tita Paris. Venivchas. And in the middle of Yomtiv now, a side of the house caved in. And now you're able to eat the Paris. Is Alocha Noitum Makam Abchas. You're allowed to eat the Paris that are inside. Look, we're here, the Shalom is Al Samuksa. Without the beginning of Yom Tif, it was closed up, this house. So at the beginning of Yom Tif, you couldn't get into the house. So who is the Shalom that said these parents should be Muksa? Because before Yom Tif, you didn't have Das Titim at all. Because they're locked up, you can't get to them. And now in the middle of Yom Tif, the door breaks down. You could get in. So the Chiddush is, according to Reb Shimon, it's Ein Muksa. That you're allowed to eat it. Since you didn't do a Maisa, be Mekatsa, of your dying, you did Mamish, throw it away. So it is Oy Metit. Just that you didn't have the key, you couldn't get into it, so what? According to Reb Shimon, that's not muksa. So v'nivchas is noitim v'mokam abchas. You're allowed to take the peris and eat it, there's no issa muksa. Reb Meir Roimer, Reb Meir Shittu is even bigger chiddush. Poicheis v'noit l'chatchila. Reb Meir Shittu is allowed to go to that door and break it down and take the peris outside. It's mutim v'tchila. And v'yomer Rav Nachman v'radu v'omer Shmuel. What type of a building are we talking about that Reb Meir said is mutim l'chil to go and knock it down? The Yavira de Livna. We're talking about bricks that are just piled up one on top of another. They were not cemented down together. Stam the Yavira de Livna. Is a tayin al mishnah so ochinam the Yavira de Livna. Our mishnah is talking about you put in this migdom. This migdom was not a cemented down bricks. They were just bricks piled up one on top of another. That according to Reb Meir, it's mutim l'chil to knock it down. So therefore, that's trying al mishnah. Therefore, even though you lost the mafteich. But still it's mutter, because if you wanted to, you could break down the tower and take the lechem out. See, even if you didn't break it down, still the Erev is chal, because you could get to it. So Drashi Shalavonim, Shen Noyak L'Soyos, it's very easy to break it down. But with the Bar Duk, the Gemara assumes that sign, Be'arur D'Livna, that means Sedurai Zu Agabi Zu, you have bricks, one on top of another, Beloy Tit B'Nayim, there's no cement in between them. The Lav Spirhi, so breaking down this type of a building, according to Reb Meir, is mutter gomer. It's not called steer at all. It's not called you have a building. You're not breaking anything. The Reb Meir masechta beitzim. V'nivchas me'elav afilu b'yom tevatzmoi. The Tanakam holds is noitim mokam apchas. V'loi misra mishum muksa stomach of Shimon. That the svarah to say is it should be muksa. Since before Yom Tov was a closed up place you couldn't get to, maybe your maksa das not titis peris. Kamashla, no, he holds like Reb Shimon, that since you weren't makatz of yadayim, you didn't throw it away, it's still called edible. And it's not muksa if it's opened up by itself. Reb Meir says a bigger chiddush. So good, that's the Teres Tau Mishnah. Mishnah goes according to Reb Meir, that it's mutter mechil to knock it down. Weiter. Really, the Gemara could have said better. Even according to Rabbanan sheet over there, Havad is only Yosem with the Rabbanan. And Lamaisa here, Ben Ashmoshes, you're allowed to do in Yisra the Rabbanan, Lutzarech and Erev. So I think Moshana speak out. The Gemara wants to answer now, even according to Rabbanan sheet. Even if you told me that Ben Ashmoshes is still in Yisra Shavus, like some said the last Mishnah was talking about according to Rabbanan sheet, so we want to answer this Mishnah also according to Rabbanan. That even if Ben Ashmoshes on Yisra the Rabbanan is no Geya, you can't do it. Our Mishnah goes according to Reb Meir, that there's not even an Issa de Rabbanan. You're allowed a Mamash Metchila go and break down these piles of stones. Fred Gemara Kasha, Ivo Amar Rab Zeira, the Yom Tif Amru, Avoloi B'Shabbos. Reb Zeira learned that din in Beitza that says according to Reb Meir, you're allowed to go and break down this house. The Yom Tov Omru Avolei B'Shabbos. Rameyah's hat was only on Yom Tov, not on Shabbos. And if the more tell you enich nami, hochi nami biyontif. I tell you our Mishnah also only means biyontif. If you have the Erev inside the Migdal on Yontif, and you lost the key to the Migdal, still the Erev is chal. Because on Yontif, according to Rameh, you're allowed to break down the Migdal Mechila. Fred Gemari hochi, that's the pshat. Heine diktonia law, why did Reb Lez learn like this? Reb Lez learned on this din, that Heine diktonia law, Reb Lez oimer, im bi'ir ovad eruv eruv. If you lost your key in the city, then the Erev is called the good Erev. V'im batsoda ovad ein eruv eruv. If you lost your keys though out in the fields, then the Erev is no good. Now the pshat is, poshin, in the city it means, you have a ruvi chatzeris. So poshin means there's a shal of an itzoy tzom. So if you lost the key inside the city, we have an Erev around. So poshin is talking about on Shabbos, that in the city, if there's an Erev, you can carry the key wherever you find it to the house. That's why the Erev is good. Mashenka, if you lost the key outside in the fields, there's no Erev. So even if you'll find the key on Shabbos, you can't carry it though to open up the Erev. Therefore the Erev is no good. Of the Kashmir is V, the Yomtiv, but if you're going to tell me our Mishnah is Dafka talking about Yomtiv, of the Mali Yir, Mali Soda, what do I care where you lost your key? On Yomtiv, you let it carry. So even if you lost your key out in the field, so what? But the Svar is maybe you'll find the key and you'll bring it back and open up the Migdol, so it should be Mutter even in the fields also. Elamai Lachurutzaraya, our Mishnah is talking about on Shabbos. If the Mishnah is talking about Shabbos, then it's back to Kasha. On Shabbos, you're not allowed to break down this tower. If you can't break down the tower, so why is the Erev a good Erev? You can't get to it. Tirashi, V'yim besodeh ein eruv v'yerev. Di nami mishkachas livni, you'll find the key, l'mos l'asuyilei. V'gimu machloikis bedobre, three machloikis in here. L'tanakama bein v'yer bein besodeh eruv v'yerev. That's our Tanakama of the Mishnah. No matter what, the Erev is chal, why? To motzi sosilei. Like we said, Tanakama according to Rameya. Because you're allowed to break down the door of the tower. That's why the Erev is good. Because he holds us also to knock it down. The less said Rameya. We have less than our Mishnah that says the Erev is not chal, if you lost the key. Because he doesn't hold like Rameya. He holds us also to knock down the tower. So Manashuk, now that you don't have a key, you can't get the Erev out of the tower. The Erev is not chal. The Yisuyinami loymotzi, he heavy mishkachasle, the less said Reb Shimon. And even if you tell me, maybe you swear, maybe you find the key, but since you lost the key outside another chotzer, you can't carry from a gag to a chotzer to a kafir. Because Reb Lezer doesn't hold like Reb Shimon. Mashenken, Reb Lezer, the Brisa, Reb Lezer, the Brisa holds, Sovulok Reb Shimon. He holds like Reb Shimon. The what, Inami Reb Lezer, Mastis, Leari, Basoda. He holds like Reb Shimon, the what, if you lost this key inside the city, even if you lost it in a kafir, or in a chotzer, Reb Shimon, Shita was, you'll let it carry from a kafir to a chotzer to a gag. In the city, the kids you can carry, bring the key to the Migdom. Vashenken, you lost it out in the fields. That's a Carmelist there. There you can't carry into the city. So this is good if we're talking about on Shabbos. But if we're talking about Yom Tov Lechurim, might ask you mean where you lost the key. The story is that maybe you'll find the key. So on Yom Tov, you let it carry. So wherever you lost it, you carry it back. And the Gemara,